Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A House subcommittee hears from supporters and opponents of reparations for descendants of slaves. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee is the sponsor of the bill.
It is only this group that can singularly claim to have been slaves under the auspices, the institution, and leadership of the United States government.
Author Coleman Hughes says the idea addresses the wrong needs.
Black people don't need another apology. We need safer neighborhoods and better schools. We need a less punitive criminal justice system. We need affordable health care. And none of these things can be achieved through reparations for slavery.
EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says the Trump administration is rolling back an Obama-era rule designed to wean the nation's electrical grid off coal-fired power plants.
Our ACE rule will incentivize new technologies that will ensure coal plants can be part of a cleaner future.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it a stunning giveaway to big polluters. The replacement rule gives states more leeway in deciding whether to require plants to make limited efficiency upgrades. Mexico's Senate ratifies a new free trade agreement with the United States and Canada, making it the first of the three countries to gain legislative approval. Former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz was shot in the back by a gunman who mistook him for the real target, another man who was seated at the same table at an outdoor cafe. The Dominican Republic's Attorney General and the National Police Director tell reporters that the attempted murder was ordered from the United States by Victor Hugo Gomez, an associate of Mexico's Gulf Cartel. They say Gomez hired a gang of killers to eliminate his cousin, whom Gomez suspected of turning him into the Dominican drug investigators in 2011. This is AP Radio News. President Trump awards the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Arthur Laffer, the economist who developed theories on tax cuts used by Republicans since the 1980s.
Few people in history have revolutionized economic thought and policy like Dr. Art Laffer. He developed a brilliant theory, shaped unprecedented economic reforms, and helped turn a severe recession into a remarkable boom.
Critics say his tax cut ideas have not produced promised results and have contributed to income inequality and soaring budget deficits. It took a woman released from the St. Louis County Jail more than 2 days to actually get out of the building. Corrections Commissioner Dale Glass says she went through a fire exit door following her release, causing all the doors on all the floors to lock. Staffers heard her, but she kept moving from floor to floor. She was finally spotted and rescued. She refused medical treatment and left the building. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.